Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
Well, we're so glad that you're with us today because we want to talk about miracle anointing. And God is raising up women all over the earth in His body to manifest miracles. And it's amazing. And Michelle, I want to start out with John 14, verse 12. It says, truly, truly, this is Jesus speaking. He says, truly, truly. And I don't know about you, but I seldom will say to someone, hey, listen, listen. But that's what He was saying, right? So He wanted us to get this. He said, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, will he do also. And He didn't say all the men who believe in me. He said, whoever believes in me, that's right. Men and women, right. The works that I do, will he do also. And greater works than these shall he do because I go to the Father. And I was thinking, because recently I was in a large crusade in another nation where 500,000 people gathered to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there was a lot of miracles, a lot of healing miracles, and God was touching the blind, the deaf, the mute, the lame were walking. I mean, it was just like in the Bible days. But as that was happening, I thought, Lord, you are worthy of this. You are so worthy to be rightly represented. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we will see in the body of Christ, well, let's not get too out there, you know. And so we end up denying the power of God, holding to a form of godliness. And Paul actually warned us about that. Yes. As a last days thing. Yes. So we need to cultivate the miraculous and cultivate it in our life, in your life, you know, because Jesus said it's for anyone who believes. I mean, this is for those who believe in Jesus. You're going to do greater works than he did. That's pretty astounding. But we have to believe that and take hold of it and start exercising that mantle. But I just decree and declare over you as women in this hour that God is raising up a whole company of women who are manifesting his power, not just word only, but power. And even in today's program, you're going to receive an anointing. You're going to receive encouragement. You're going to receive impartation to go for it. And don't just think, oh man, that's for someone else. No, this is for you, and you're going to be unlocked by the Holy Spirit for a river of power to flow forth from you that's going to reach out to the world. And in Women in Ministry Network, which is our network that we have to raise up women and to cover women and yes. to see them express their ministry, there are many who are miracle workers.
Yes, there are. And we also have seen many miracles in the network.
Amen.
And, you know, what a day we live in, Patricia, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we are coming into that day when we truly are going to see those greater things. There is a shift that is happening, and we're seeing the greater glory of God that is coming into the earth. And we are the carriers of that. And you made a statement. You said, go for it. And that, you know, sometimes We're so afraid of making a mistake, you know, and so it keeps us just paralyzed. But God works with momentum,
yeah.
right? So if the word is, yes, just go for yeah. it. You know what? If it doesn't work out well, then Holy Spirit trains you in that. Yeah. But you haven't done wrong or you yeah. haven't been bad.
No, you're pleasing God.
You're very, because your heart is giving yeah. him that, yes, and I'm willing to step out for you.
I love it. It's so beautiful. And we just want to encourage you because the God of miracles is so manifesting. Mm. I mean, there isn't a week that goes by that we don't see the miracle hand of God touch lives. And you might need a miracle right now. And we just decree that even as this program is going on, that you are going to receive your miracle. Now, we have a couple of women in our network that we're going to be featuring today. One of them is Brandy Belt, and she oversees the event coordination for all of Women on the Front Lines. She's a millennial who is going for it in
God.
Yeah,
she really is.
And she has it in her heart to see people healed. Mm-hmm. So she just started going around and praying for all the sick people she could find and taking opportunity to preach the word on healing and then minister healing. And she has been seeing extraordinary miracles. In fact, she's seen the dead raised as well. And so we're going to hear from Brandy Belt right now. And then later, we're going to hear from Katie Sousa, and we'll talk about her later, but both these women of God are cultivating faith in women to work miracles. So let's hear from Brandy right now.
Patricia and Michelle, thank you so much for having me on today. I am so excited about all the miracles God is doing around the world, and I'm excited because He wants to do miracles through each and every one of you. In Mark 5, Jesus is on the road, and there's a woman with an issue of blood that she's had for 12 years. And she says in the scripture that she believes if she can just touch the hem of His garment, she will be healed. When she touches the hem of His garment, she has so much expectation that the power of God flows through that garment and she is completely healed. Recently, I was in a service and there was a woman that came to that service. She had been in a severe accident and she had 16 broken bones in her leg and hip. But she came to that meeting with an expectation that she was going to receive a miracle that day. And God supernaturally touched her during the meeting. And the next day, she went to her physical therapy office. And the physical therapist told her, you don't have to come to physical therapy anymore because you don't have any more problems with your leg and hip. And I am so excited because that's just one example of God moving. And I want to encourage you today to just put your expectation out there that God wants to meet every need. He wants your day of breakthrough to be today. And so we're just going to agree right now in this program that whatever you're believing God for, that right now, today, is a supernatural turnaround day for you. That not only are we going to believe in faith that it's going to happen, but we're believing today is the day of manifestation. So we're just so excited for all that God's doing. And I want to just encourage you to put your expectation and faith out there for God to move. Michelle and Patricia, thank you so much for having me on. We're so excited for all that you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Brandy. That was, you know, expectation is the word, right?
Yes.
That you when you pray that there is an expectation that God is going to move in alignment with His word, right? And there's without risk, there's no reward.
Exactly.
So, but
you gotta take
but
a
here's
risk.
The, it's like in God, there's never a downside to risk. Because God's always got you covered.
You know, someone that I think of when I think of risk is Walt Disney.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
Because Walt Disney, he's an icon in history, really. But, you know, with Mickey Mouse, when he developed Mickey Mouse, it was a flop.
Right.
And then the second time a flop, third time a flop. He actually went bankrupt trying to develop Mickey, but he believed in his concept. He believed in the creation and what could happen. And finally, it broke open. Mm-hmm. But he took a risk. He risked everything. But look at the result of that.
Yeah.
It's just a good example. And, you know, as believers, we have to take risk. I was just in a meeting overseas recently, and a woman came up. She was a pastor's wife, actually, and she had had breast implants put in. And they were all inflamed. She had an infection, and they were hard and sore. And she had nodules underneath one heart, little lumps in there. And she was just so discouraged. And I said, you know, God's a miracle-working God. You put your hand on your breast, I'll put my hand on your hands, and let's believe God for a miracle. Well, what happened right before our eyes is God actually, our miracle-working God, removed the breast implant.
Wow.
And, you know, you could just see Her breasts go back to their natural size, but all the infection left, all the inflammation, all the fever left, and the nodules left. And so it was this major miracle, and it happened just like that. Now, I never even thought of it. I just wanted to serve, mm-hmm. right? I thought, this poor woman is in this pain. I just want to serve mm-hmm. this need right now. Mm-hmm. And you just pray in faith to the best of your ability, mm-hmm. and then God does the rest. And then right after that, I prayed for two people that had children who were born with infirmity, and they hadn't been able to walk, they hadn't been able to talk, and I prayed for them, and I saw nothing happen. But I just had to believe afterwards, you know what? I gave it my all. Mm-hmm. I wanted to serve them. I served them the best that I could, okay. and I have to trust that God is at work within that, even though I didn't see results. So don't be holding back because you prayed and nothing happened. Know that every time you pray, something happens. You might not see the full result right away, but if nothing else, your prayer is going up and filling up bowls in heaven. Mm-hmm. So just take the risk, go out, and just be bold and go for it.
Well, and also what I've heard you teach is you're exercising the muscle as well. So, I mean, just like in anything else that you step into, you know, to play the piano or to learn a sport, there is an exercising of something, a practicing yep. of something, and it begins to build again
right.
that momentum in the spirit. You build that muscle in the spirit. And so every time you're doing that, you're pushing,
so good.
And getting past that. I remember a testimony of a man who had prayed for, you know, like 120 people, seriously, to rise up out of wheelchairs and
right.
walk. And it hadn't happened. And if he had stopped at 120, he would not have seen the amazing
right.
miracle that he saw at 121
right.
when he prayed for a woman to come up out of the wheelchair, and this woman who had not walked in years walked.
Beautiful.
And
then
it.
Once you break the membrane,
that's it.
It usually comes after that
right.
even more. So it's worth
right.
the investment.
Which is why the enemy wants to keep you discouraged, mm-hmm. because he's very aware
yeah.
of what it is that we're carrying, right?
You know, this miracle-working God that we're talking about right now
yeah.
is here.
Yeah, amen.
And he's with you right now. And you might not even know him yet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, I want to tell you his name is Jesus mm-hmm. Christ, and he loves you with an everlasting love, and he's knocking on the door of your heart right now. He had you come and watch this today. And if you will just cry out to him and say, God, I want you to be my Lord. Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for me. Come into my heart. Forgive me my mm-hmm. sin and give me a brand new life. And he will. And that's the most beautiful miracle of all. It's called the miracle of salvation. But there's many of you watching right now that you need a miracle. It might be a financial miracle, a healing miracle, maybe relational restoration. Maybe people in your family need a salvation miracle. I want you to write in the comment section on the social media platform that you're on, write down what you want the miracle for, because at the end of this program, we're going to pray and we're going to believe that God is going to touch those. And I believe that there's going to be miracle manifestations right during this program. Now, our next guest is Katie Sousa, and she is a miracle worker. And I love watching Katie because she contends for miracles.
Yes, she does.
She, you know, it talks about in 1 Corinthians 12 about the gift of the working of miracles.
Right.
Well, she works it.
She
just
right.
gets her faith
that's
out
right.
there, and a person might have 50% improvement, and she'll say, okay, let's go for 60, let's go for 70, let's go for 80. And she keeps exercising her faith with tenacity
yeah.
to get, you know, a real positive, full result. And she just is relentless. And it's our privilege right now to invite her to minister to you.
Hey, Patricia and Michelle, thanks so much for having me on the broadcast. I'm so excited to tell everybody about the miracles that God is working in the planet. There's going to be an explosion of supernatural presence of the Lord, and creative miracles are happening everywhere I go. I'll just give you one example. Just last week when I was in San Jose, a woman was there and she had gadolinium toxicity. I'd never heard of it in my life. It happens when you have an MRI and the dye that they put into your body so that the MRI can read your organs and every part of your body has metal in it. I had no idea. It has gadolinium metal. Now, you're supposed to urinate the metal out when you're done with the MRI, but this woman's body didn't. She held on to it, and she didn't know what happened, but immediately she began to feel like crushed glass was in every single one of her joints, in her hands, her arms, her stomach, her legs, her feet. And she would even, like, every once in a while have this feeling of like someone was cutting her. She would jump in pain, and her husband would say, like, what is that? And she goes, I don't know. It felt like someone cut me. And this happened, like, right after the MRI. And then, because they couldn't figure out what it was, and she was in such excruciating pain, they gave her another MRI. So it got even worse after that. She had this disorder for over a year and a half and didn't know it. She would have people come and just lightly touch her by the elbow, and she would scream in pain. If anybody came and took her by the hand, she would have the same reaction. Her feet, if you touched her feet or her ankles, she would feel like she was being cut, or like crushed glass was just rubbing and grating against her joints. It was horrible for her. It was excruciating. She said, I can't even describe to you the pain and the terror I went through. I was always soaking my feet, taking medication for the pain, and no one could understand what was going on until she saw Chuck Norris's wife's story, who also discovered she had gadolinium toxicity. In fact, now I'm finding out many, many people have it. Well, the angel of the Lord came into the meeting and, yes, extracted every bit of the metal from her body. She was so healed. She jumped up, came up and testified. I was raking my hands down her arm. She had no pain at all. I squeezed her hand with all my might, and she had no pain. I went down to her feet and raked my fingers and my fingernails across her feet, and she had absolutely no pain. And that wasn't the end of it. She went to sleep that night, and I told her, her stomach was like this big from the medication. I said, that's going to go down too. Now she just texted, she emailed us 3 days later and said, I went to put on my underwear this morning, and they fell off. She said, I sleep every night now. I have no problems. I wake up totally refreshed. I feel amazing. She said, I don't have to take naps anymore. She said, I also had a reverse crick in my neck, a turned neck from a curve from an accident. She goes, that's been completely fixed, and I can totally move my neck now freely. And she goes, I had some sort of a skin thing coming on me where I had spots all over my skin. And I went to bed that night after I got the healing, and I said, those are going to disappear in the name of Jesus. She said she woke up the next morning and every spot was just ash on her skin. And all she had to do is go like that, and the spot came off as the ash flew off her skin. God is doing creative miracles in the planet, and he's doing it with angels and the Holy Spirit. I want to pray for people. So right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, if anyone has any type of implant or metal in their body, right now in Jesus' name, I just loose the angel. I suspend time. And I loose the angel right now to go and visit them. See, I feel the power right now. And I command their soul to be healed of the trauma that caused that metal to be there in the first place. Right now, I decree you are excellent of soul. The Holy Spirit is visiting you with dunamis power. And I break trauma off of your mind, will, and emotions, and off of your physical body, wherever it's lodged. I ask for the angels to come and bring a body part to exchange it for the metal and to take the metal out, or for the metal to dissolve and for bone to be put in right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, that you're sending the angel to people's homes right now as they're watching, and they're going to receive a miracle. And we decree that in the name of Jesus. And I say, as you go through the day, I want you to test. I just had a man that had 3 metal straps and 34 metal screws from falling out of a 2-story window. And the screws and the metal are, he feels them crickling and coming apart. He has movement now. He has no pain now. And even while he's at home, he said the metal miracle is still continuing. He actually said he felt a slap on his leg today, and it's the shape of a wing. He took a picture of it. So I want you to keep on testing and believing that the angel's coming to work miracles. Now, I want to encourage everybody, these types of miracles might not be for your ministry, or they might, but there are metal miracles and creative miracles of every kind going to be loosed into the earth. You can be a part of it. Amen. Just stay tuned. Watch this great program. Watch and go and see Patricia's mentoring courses. Go online. Go to my website, katiesouza.com. Get information, and you can learn how to operate in these types of creative miracles. Hey, thanks, Patricia and Michelle, for having me.
Right on, Katie. And we're in agreement with that prayer. And are looking forward to seeing the comments of those who have been healed in this program today. We're so excited. You know, I love this because this is God's heart. Mm-hmm. You know, God, it hurt God for this woman that she was describing to be in such pain. Yeah. And God doesn't let things slip through the cracks.
Yeah.
His heart is for us. Mm-hmm. And so much so that he said, hey, kids, pray on earth as it is in heaven.
You know, I just feel like there's some of you that are so discouraged on the other side of this screen because you've been believing God for a miracle and you haven't got the manifestation yet. And we hear this all the time. And you know what? I don't understand all of that, but I know that God is faithful. And I speak comfort to you right now as you're in the process and that you'll have grace day by day as you're waiting. And I want to share a testimony of a friend of mine who was 27 years with an affliction in her body. She had fallen downstairs and then had to have surgery. The surgery got botched. And as a result of that, her sciatic nerve was just all mangled and raw and everything. And she was in pain for 27 years and on morphine, every single day, morphine for 27 years. And she prayed. She stood on the promises. She was a worshiper. She had a pure heart. I mean, there was nothing. I mean, she had all the prayer you could get, inner healing, deliverance, all of that, but still the symptoms were still there. And that's discouraging, especially when you can't sleep, you can't function properly. She couldn't walk without a walker. I mean, that's hard. 27 years. Now, I don't know why it took so long. We'll find out in glory one day, but I do know that God is faithful because she was at church one day after 27 years and she was up at the altar and one of the altar team prayed for her. And all of a sudden she started to feel something shift and some pain lifted. And then over the next 3 days, every single bit of pain that had racked her body for 27 years was gone, completely gone. And then within the next week, she was delivered from the morphine dependency. Because when you're using morphine that long, your physical body is right. dependent on it. And her husband prayed about it and they felt that they were supposed to come off cold turkey. Yeah. And so that takes a lot of courage and a lot of faith. And they did so. And there was a few symptoms that she had to take care of along the way. But within 1 week, her body was completely free. So 27 years, all of a sudden gone. So I just want to encourage those of you who are waiting for a long time for your miracle. It could happen like in the next hour, or it could happen next week or tomorrow or something, but just know that God is with you. And one day we'll have the answers to why this didn't happen quickly or this didn't manifest when we thought it was going to. But in the meantime, let's look at Jesus as being the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the miracle worker. He is the healer. And we're just going to worship him and believe him no matter what. And that gives reward. That pleases God too. So your faith and your courage to walk through this, it's not like God is making that happen to you, but he's touched by the way that you're continuing to believe in the midst of the battle. So I just wanted to encourage you with that. And also, just as we're finishing up, but I want to share with you, first of all, about joining our Women in Ministry Network. You can go on patriciaking.com to find out more information about that. And we would love to be able to cover you and nurture you and give you the camaraderie of the group being together and just cheering each other on. But also I would love to be a mentor to you. God put mentorship on my heart a couple of years back, and I have been enjoying creating a mentorship program online called the A-Team Online Mentorship Program, where I have people from all over the world, all different walks of life. They're being mentored in just the things that will strengthen your spiritual core and give you equipment to be a powerful man or woman of God and to be able to advance the kingdom in this day. And we have so many great reports, but in the A-Team, every single month, you will get a new curriculum, which is what God has taught me over the many years of walking with him and being tested through fires and everything. That revelation is being imparted to you. There's notes and activations that go with it, as well as the video teaching or the audio, whichever you wanted to watch. We have bonus teachings as well. And then we also have a closed Facebook group, which is exclusive exclusive only to those that I'm mentoring. And there's interaction on that Facebook group. And then once a month, a Q&A conference call where you can ask your questions and we speak into it and mentor that way. And so go on patriciaking.com. There's a tab there for the A-Team online mentorship. Click on that tab and it'll take you and give you some more information, because you are worth being poured into. Your spiritual life, your spiritual growth is an investment that is more important than any other thing that you would invest in life. It's more important than the food you eat, than the air you breathe, is to have your spirit empowered. And too many people don't see the value of investing into themselves in the very core of their being. So I just want to invite you to go on patriciaking.com to the A-Team. And I want to pray right now. We're going to pray, Michelle, for every single one of you who has written down your request. Yeah. And God has seen it at the moment that you wrote it down. He felt it in your heart. He saw it go down into the chat area there, into the comment section, and he's watching it and he sees it. And now we're going to give a faith connection. Yeah. So we're going to go to this shot here where both of us together, Michelle, are going to pray. We're going to put our hands up toward you. I want you to put your hand on your heart or whatever area that you need a miracle in. Maybe it's a picture, a photograph of your loved one, whatever. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we believe together, Lord, as touching these needs and release, we release your miracle working power in Jesus' name. Lord, we break the power of fibromyalgia. We break the power of arthritis. We break the power of torn meniscus, Lord, and invite creative miracles to go for miracle shifts. We loose financial miracles. We loose debt cancellation. We loose into your people's lives the miracle provision of heaven. We release miracles of salvation into households and into individuals' lives in Jesus' name. We release miracles of deliverance from bondage, from addiction, from anything that would bind your people. We release your miracle working power. And we thank you, Lord, that you are a God of miracles. We celebrate you as a God of miracles. And we want to invite you to write on the comment section even what God is doing, or email us at info@patriciaking.com so that we can get more information on what's happening to you and what God is doing in your life, because we want to celebrate together with you. Now, Michelle, we want to make a decree regarding miracles, because not only do we want to see miracles and receive miracles, we want to be miracle workers.
Yes. So, Lord, you perform wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. You are the Lord who heals me. There is nothing too hard for you. Display your strength and we will be strong, for your miracles have made us who we are. With you, all things are possible. And I will believe because your word will never fail. I am filled with your spirit and I will speak your word with great boldness, and I will stretch out my hand to heal and perform signs and wonders, the greater things through the name of Jesus.
Amen. I want to invite you to go to patriciaking.com and find out more about all that we offer as far as resourcing you. One of the things that we do is we host Women on the Frontline events, and many of them are little mentoring events in different regions, sometimes a conference, sometimes a seminar, different events. There's outreaches as well, going out to the nations and reaching out beyond ourselves. And you can find out more about that when you go to the WAFL, Women on the Frontline tab at patriciaking.com. And again, I want to encourage you that if you're a woman who wants to serve the Lord with all your heart, whether that's in your home or in the workplace or in your church or wherever, you really want to give your life to serve him, then you'll probably want to join the Women in Ministry Network, Women, W-I-M-N, and also check out the A-Team and our resource on the store. So that's all on patriciaking.com, and we'll see you next time. We enjoy doing these weekly programs for you to build up women and to talk women stuff, because God just wants you built up. Okay, God bless you. We'll see you again.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN, Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.